Welcome back here to Tell the Band to Go Home, originating on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name's Jeff. You can get in touch, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. If you want to see what's playing right now on UMFM, if you're listening live, you go to umfm.com. Right at the top of the page, it has the current playlist. You can pull up all of our playlists there, or just go to tellthebandtogohome.com. We post it at tellthebandtogohome.com after the program airs, so you can avoid spoilers in your inbox. But if you want a spoiler, sometimes I know some of you go and check the spoiler. I think Regina does that sometimes. She checks the spoilers and then says, "Is it worth staying up for this crap?" And I don't know if it is sometimes, but hopefully I can trick some of you into sticking around for this crap. So check that out, tellthebandtogohome.com, umfm.com. And thanks for being here. By the way, I'm enjoying myself in spite of the complete and utter lack of sleep that I'm functioning on right now. I went out really late last night till the times changed. And man, it's been, when was the last time I was in a packed times change till 1:30 in the morning? I have no friggin' idea. That's how long ago it was. At least a couple of years, I guess. I mean, I've been there a couple times here and there. But it's been a while and things are back on. And you know, if you go to the times changed and you don't spot me or Barb or about two or three other people, you'd just think that it was just like in the day. Nobody's wearing masks except for a few of us. I mean, I felt kind of stupid, but, I also felt a little bit safer too. I don't know. I know a lot of people are torn about it. Like if you go to the West End Cultural Center this week to see Ron Sexsmith, which I'm going to encourage you to do coming up, I think everybody's still wearing masks and checking cards and stuff there. And that's probably a good thing. But I don't know. Everybody seemed to be fine with it. Nobody seemed to care. Except me and Barb. Oh, and this next guy, actually, is such a good, well, such a nice surprise to see this next guy hauling in his gear and setting up last night. Total surprise. We went to see Leaf Rapids and Ridley Bent, and we're going to play both those folks for you here on the program. And, man, they're great. Just, I don't know whether, you know, all those folks I've been sitting around just practicing till their fingers bled over the past 2 years or what, but both of those bands were just so great last night at the times changed. But Ridley Bent, his normal pedal steel guy, Ken Campbell, he came down sick. He said he's sick. He didn't want to come because he wasn't sure if it was the COVID or he was just feeling sick, but either way, didn't want to come. And so Ridley says, what am I gonna do? I mean, I got Chris Dunn over here, I'm sure he could handle it, but just for fun, why don't I see what Chopper's doing. So he phones up Chris Carmichael and says, hey, do you want to come and play some guitar on stage? And so I got to watch all night. One side of the stage, Chris Dunn with his shiny new Duesenberg guitar, which is a thing of beauty. And right in front of my nose, Chris Carmichael on his Hamtone Telecaster. I tell ya, if there was ever a better night of music, I don't know what it was. So good times. And I want to play you something from Chris Carmichael and encourage you to seek out his lone record from 2009, dude, make another record. It's a great, great record, and a thing of beauty, and I want to play something from it. And oh yeah, and he was leading the charge playing safe. He was wearing the KN95 and refusing to shake hands. He would only bump elbows, and I was like, I like that guy even more now. And it takes a lot for me to like Chris Carmichael even more. He's a beauty. He's a gem. It's Winnipeg. And, I mean, seriously, those of you who don't live in Winnipeg don't have a clue what it's like to be able to go out and for like whatever it was, $15, $20, I don't know, see Carrie and Devin Latimer, Chris Dunn, Joanna Miller, Gilles Fournier, Chris Carmichael, Ridley Bent. What a night of music in a small club with 100 people. Unbelievable. On Winnipeg, I know you're a frozen wasteland shithole with no future and no hope and nothing going for you except the music. And man, is the music good. It makes it all that other crap worthwhile. And here's one of our hidden gems. People don't know how great this guy is. Maybe I'll tell you right now. Here's something from Chris Carmichael.
You got the answer, and I don't know why. But you're busy making plans. Staring at the moon.
15 strong to the hitching post, and we stood 15 strong at the bar. We were covered in dust from head to toe. We'd been riding 15 hours. She said, "Mister, I can see you from out of town. Anything you want, just lay your money down. We've got rooms, we've got food, we've got girls and cards and booze." I said, 15 shots of the hard stuff, darling, 16 if you'll have one with us. She says, "I ain't on the line, just so you know, but I'll drink your whiskey, Romeo." Well, just then the law broke off the party. 20 deputies, armed to the teeth, all paid for with dirty money to serve a death warrant out on me. They were crooked, loaded. We won't back down and be pushed around. Crooked, loaded. We won't lie down and be kicked around. Crooked, loaded. My pa, he owns the Circle Z. We raised Arabian purebreds and we had a nice little spread. 900 heading for our grass. The cattle bosses wanted us dead, but my pa wasn't selling out, and he knew we were in for a knockabout. And he asked me to hire some men with skills, many knew the drill, men who would shoot to kill. Well, I did what I could. Yeah, that outfit never looked so good. Every single one of them was ready for battle. We were comrades in the saddle. And there we stood with our backs to the bar, facing 15, no 20 outlaws wearing stars. I knew the sheriff for a killer named Bud, and I could see in his eyes he was out for blood. Crooked, loaded. We won't back down and be pushed around. Got busted, but the kid was a wizard. His aim was true, and for every man they shot, we shot too. And when the gun smoke finally settled, we were a few. And they were none. Yeah, crooked and loaded. We won't back down and be pushed around. Crooked and loaded. We won't lie down and be kicked around. Crooked and loaded. We won't back down and be pushed around. Crooked and loaded. We won't lie down and be kicked
Ridley Benth there, featuring the unmistakable guitar stylings of Chris Dunn. From the Blood Trilogy, that's Crooked and Loaded. Oh, so good, so good, so good. Even better when you have Chris Carmichael on guitar. It's pretty great, pretty great. I know Rids has got another show coming up at the Park Theater in June, I want to say. June, I think. Check it out, Park Theater. That'll be a good time. Always a good time when Rids and the band are around the Killer Tumbleweeds. Leaf Rapids in there from Citizen Alien. We heard There They Go. And I tell you, I've seen Cary Latimer sing more than any other human. I've seen a lot of humans sing, but I've seen Cary Latimer more times. You've heard Cary Latimer's voice on this program more than anybody's except mine, I suppose. So I can confidently say that I've been a fan from the very beginning. I mean, I saw Special Fancy in the 90s, for goodness sake, and I thought they were great. I saw Nathan in the 2000s, and I thought they were great. And now, whatever friggin' year it is, I don't know, Leaf Rapids is around, and they're great. And I tell you, remember, now I do not mean this in any disrespectful way, because I love Cary, but... Remember how kind of like awkward and nervous she always used to seem on stage with Nathan. What happened? Like, she just like commands the stage. Rock star. So good. So good. Leaf Rapids. Oh, can't wait to see them again. I'm sure we'll get our chance before too long. And Chris Carmichael, the hidden gem of the Winnipeg music community, from his lone solo release, the self-titled one, we heard Far Away Gone. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song, huh? Other live music coming up this week. And by the way, if you want to know what's going on, telltheband2gohome.com. I got the upcoming events page. I like to keep myself organized and keep you organized and let you know what's going on. And a couple of big things coming up this weekend, starting off on Friday. I already mentioned it, coming up on Friday at the West End Cultural Center. It's the return of our old pal Ron Sexsmith. I want to go way back for a couple of favorites from the vault from Ron. Get you geared up for that one on Friday. Here's one that I never get tired of. Oh, it's such an outlier in the catalog. I mean, he doesn't have anything else that sounds really anything like this, but man, I do love this one from Retriever. Let's throw in a coin and hope for a great show. Well, I guess we don't have to hope. We know it's going to be a great show on Friday. Let's visit the wishing well, though.
Hang the night.
So love the idiot boy. Give him a pair of eyes to explore. Give him a pair of hands to destroy any good thing that he found. So put this kid in a candy store. Let him run around until he drops. And just like a bull in a china shop, everything came crashing down. God so loved it, boy. God, he built the natural trees, tear down the sunlight beams, dance upon his floor. If I'm a solo in the crowd, where songs of wild desire. Son to kick around. That was long ago in another town. They could use a good laugh now. God so loved the idiot world. In a paper cup, a reason every day to keep getting up in a world that drags you down. God so loved the idiot boy. God so loved the idiot boy. God so loved the idiot boy.
Hi there, this is Ron Sexsmith on Steel Belts at Free Range Radio at 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, why don't you bring back Ron Sexsmith and bring back Freddie Eagle Smith and bring him back on Steel Belts Radio.
Brought a song into this world, just a melody with words. It trembles here before my eyes. How can this song survive? I brought it to the Tower of Gold. God knows how can this song survive? Oh, now I can't help wondering how it is, how someone like you exists, when all around you bullets fly, you don't seem to notice them go by. In the song to find, I'll never leave this song alone. I'm gonna keep it safe and warm. The hate is strong and darkness thrives. How can this song survive? We'll be right back.
song you ever heard. How many more have died a birth? Oh, how can this song survive? I brought a song into this world, just a melody with words. It trembles here before my eyes. But how can this song survive? Oh, I came on with all God nights. How can this song survive until we find? Say goodbye. How can this song survive? I wonder how. I wonder why. It now.
Produced by Steve Earle. From the album Blue Boy. I don't think they were a match made in heaven. I don't think they got along real well, having talked to Ron about making that record. I don't think it worked out quite the way he planned, but a lot of records didn't for Ron. I don't know what it is, but he's always great. That's this song from Blue Boy. Before that, The Idiot Boy from Whereabouts. Love that record. That's an old one. And from Retriever, we heard Wishing Wells. And there you can catch Ron back at the West End Cultural Center on Friday. That'll be good. That'll be good. And then on Saturday, you come with us old folks to the casino. I'm going back to the casino. And if times changed, felt a little scary. I can only friggin' imagine what it's going to be like to go to the casino. Oh my God, what am I doing if I don't drop dead in the next couple of weeks? I don't know. Maybe I'm made of stronger stuff than I thought, but hopefully it'll be worth it. If I go and, you know, get the COVID and die, hopefully it'll be worth it to see a couple of my favorite bands of all time, two bands that really came into my life at the same time. And As a matter of fact, was that the first time I ever saw the Watchmen was opening for the Pursuit of Happiness at Le Rendezvous? Is that possible? I think it might have been. Pursuit of Happiness coming to town. I think if you look everywhere, there's no mention of the Pursuit of Happiness except on the website for the casino. You look at Ticketmaster, Facebook, anywhere. There's no mention of the Pursuit of Happiness anywhere except at the Casinos of Winnipeg page. So I'm hoping that's a good... I don't know if you can hear all that crazy noise my recorder thing is making, but I'm sorry if you can. It's really annoying. I don't know what that's about. If anybody knows what that's about, you let me know. But anyways, Double Bill... That I haven't seen for a very long time. What year would that have been? 1990? Maybe? 91? I don't know. Something like that. 89? I don't know. Stu Reed would know. But way back at Le Rendezvous, saw the Watchmen open for the Pursuit of Happiness, and I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. And now they're reversing roles. The Pursuit of Happiness is going to open for the Watchmen. I hope. I mean, I love the Watch. I'll go see the Watchmen, no problem. But when I heard that the Pursuit of Happiness was coming back to play, now what's the deal with them having to open again? I mean, I need a proper TPOH show. The last one was fantastic. They played Love Junk in its entirety. But I need a full show. And by the way, I'm the one guy. I'm the only guy, I think. Well, besides maybe Mo Berg, that would love to see a Pursuit of Happiness show where they didn't do I'm an Adult Now. I'd be fine with that. It wouldn't bother me a bit. In fact, I'd be like, yes, we didn't have to go through that again. I mean, I love the song. It changed their lives. It probably changed mine. I don't know. Feel like it's not. I don't feel as obligated to hear it as they feel to play it, but I guess we'll see it. I'm going to shut up and play some songs, and it's not folky singer-songwriter time so much anymore, but great songwriters, great songs, and man, am I looking forward to it. Saturday at the Casino, the return, I think, of Mo Berg and the Pursuit of Happiness from Love Junk. Man, one of the greatest records of all time. It's certainly one of the biggest of my life. I'm gonna go deep cut on this one. I love this one. Hope you like it.
Girl, that I didn't get to meet you. Hey, this is Joey Serlin from Serlin Graves and the Watchmen. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Ken Tizard, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with your host, Jeff Robson, on CJUM UMFM.
Tanner's ruining everything.
Serlin Graves there from one of my favorite records of last year, Sad Songs for Sale. That's Teenage Heart. Would love to see them do a Serlin Graves show or set while they're in town, but I don't know. Before that, a couple from The Watchmen proper. From In the Trees, we heard Lusitana, and from their debut, McLaren Furnace Room, we heard Mister. Looking forward to seeing those boys again, as well as The Pursuit of Happiness. Man, oh man, do I love that band. We heard Food from One Sided Story, Let My People Go, it was a B-side for years. Now you can get it on the Love Junk Deluxe Edition, and Walking in the Woods from Love Junk. Looking forward to those shows and looking forward to being back here again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out telebandagohome.com. Stay tuned for more good stuff on UMFM and join us again at telebandagohome.com. Thanks for being here.